This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. 2014 has been a rather messy year for arts funding in Fulton County, traditionally known as one of the strongest supporters of the arts in Georgia. Last night, an informal, moderated meeting between arts groups and county commissioners convened to discuss ways to move forward in cooperation. WABE's Kate Sweeney was there and joins me now. Hi there, Kate.
Hi there, John.
So, Kate, how exactly was this meeting organized, set up, and why?
Well, this was a panel discussion organized by the Fulton County Arts Council, moderated by journalist Maria Saporta. There were four Fulton County commissioners and five representatives from the county's arts community in attendance, as well as probably several dozen people there in the audience. So here's why they were doing this. The recent elections have brought major changes to the Fulton Board of Commissioners. Three new members, two members' districts have been redrawn. So this conversation was really about these arts groups, you know, like theaters, dance companies, et cetera, that rely on this funding, trying to develop a real relationship with and gain buy-in from this new group of commissioners, especially before the new budget is announced in January.
So this meeting had to be all about one thing, money.
Oh, you know, it always is, right?
Yeah.
So as you said, you know, 2014 was a messy year for arts funding in Fulton County. I spoke with a number of sources ahead of the meeting to try to get a sense of the precise timeline of exactly what happened. And it seems everyone is still a little bit confused. But what it comes down to is this. This year, the Fulton County Commission shifted the fiscal schedule for how it allocates funds to art groups in order to sync that schedule up with the county's fiscal year, and this resulted in problems and confusion. And then there was this question of whether the county was actually cutting arts funding this year from $1.4 million to $750,000. With the fiscal calendar confusion and possible clerical errors, it turned out, there were actually questions about whether or not that cut actually even took place. And no one I talked with is sure of what the outcome was in the end.
And now I'm sure everyone just wants to move forward. And this meeting last night represented that.
Yeah, that's sort of the whole idea. Last night was about taking steps to form a good, solid relationship between the county and arts groups, especially after this year's dramas, and to really figure out how to make arts a priority to the county when it comes to funding. And to that end, Commissioner John Eaves had this advice to arts groups.
Arts community, so you got to become stronger advocates. The public needs to understand the value. And the money and the contribution that we make adds value to their lives. And somehow there's a disconnect in that piece right there.
He actually used the old adage, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, suggesting to arts groups that they look to folks like, you know, supporters of Grady Hospital, senior citizens advocates, libraries, all of whom he said do a really good job of advocating and raising support for themselves. This prompted an exchange between Commissioner Eaves and a couple of people on the arts community side, Chris Appleton, executive director of Wonder Root, and Lisa Adler, co-founder and co-artistic director at Horizon Theater. Here's Lisa Adler's response.
Can you describe what excellent advocacy looks like? Because I spend so much of my life advocating right now that I don't sort of know how to do anymore. And I really want to understand, what does it look like? What does it feel like when Grady does it well, when the libraries do it well? What does it look like and feel like and sound like, so we can really imagine that?
So she was saying that, look, as art groups, we're often understaffed and overstretched as it is. A lot of these groups already get their supporters to attend commission meetings. They send emails on behalf of their groups. So, you know, what more can they do? She was asking. And the answer to that ended up being rather complex, that it takes a variety of approaches, truly lobbying. A representative from the Georgia Arts Network was there last night, and she urged attendees to join that advocacy group. Some people there observed that local commercial galleries, nonprofit arts groups, and theater groups actually need to do a better job of banding together rather than sort of operating in silos. Another piece of advice to arts groups was to look into sort of atypical sources of funding by integrating their work with social services groups, criminal justice work, that kind of thing. Areas that benefit from the arts and perhaps have pools of funding available. Finally, the arts groups and at least one commissioner, Joan Garner of District 6, were also enthusiastic about the idea of a partial penny sales tax to support the arts.
So, Kate, in the end, was there any sense of consensus or a big takeaway from the evening?
Believe it or not, yes.
That's a miracle in of itself.
No, I mean, there was a lot of consensus in the room, you know, despite the fact that there were debates as well. Everyone agreed that arts matters to education and to the area. Economy. There was no dispute on sort of these lofty ideas. And Imara Kennedy with the Fulton County Arts Council made another compelling argument privately to me about why arts funding is crucial.
Secondarily, when you look at the business of bringing business to a community, one of the top things that is looked at is, you know, what is the cultural community like? Because for young professionals or seasoned professionals, and as a part of their quality of life, they want to be in a community that is culturally vibrant.
So Imara might be referring in part to the importance of attracting members of this massive millennial generation.
Yes, and that's something that so many communities are looking to right now. Meanwhile, Georgia ranks dead last when it comes to arts funding in the nation. Fulton County's own funding has dropped significantly from $2.7 million in 2001 to $750,000 last year. However, Fulton is still the county with the strongest funding of the arts in the state, and that's something just about everyone at last night's event acknowledged.
Kate Sweeney, thank you.
Thanks for having me.